Blessed Monday morning, beloved. Again, thank you for joining me as we share God's Word together, as we begin our day together. Today we are in Hosea chapter 1, verses 1 through chapter 2, verse 1. Today we will begin reading excerpts from the book of the prophet Hosea, a book of 14 chapters, which we will be reading over a period of 12 days. The prophet's name is shortened to a version of the Hebrew Yeshaya, which means the Lord has saved. Hosea preached in the northern kingdom of Israel around 740 to 722 BC and was concerned about the idolatry of the people and their faithlessness towards God. In today's reading, Hosea is told to marry an unfaithful woman to demonstrate how unfaithful Israel has been. He is also told to give his children names that are to be reminders of Israel's forthcoming punishment. The reading concludes with Hosea foreseeing a time when God will restore Israel and Judah and bring them together again under one leader. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week together is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading together Hosea chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. This is the message which the Lord gave to Hosea, son of Beeri, during the time of that Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah were kings of Judah, and Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, was king of Israel. When the Lord first spoke to Israel through Hosea, he said to Hosea, "Go and get married. Your wife will be unfaithful. Your children will be just like her. In the same way, my people have left me and become unfaithful." So Hosea married a woman named Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim. After the birth of their first child, a son, the Lord said to Hosea, "Name him Jezreel, because it will not be long before I punish the king of Israel for the murders that his ancestor Jehu committed at Jezreel. I'm going to put an end to Jehu's dynasty, and in Jezreel Valley I will at that time destroy Israel's military power." Gomer had a second child. This time it was a daughter, and the Lord said to Hosea, "Name her Unloved, because I will no longer show love to the people of Israel or forgive them. But to the people of Judah I will show love. I, the Lord their God, will save them, but I will not do it by war, with swords or bows and arrows, or with horses or horsemen." After Gomer had weaned her daughter, she became pregnant again and had another son. The Lord said to Hosea, "Name him Not My People, because the people of Israel are not my people, and I am not their God." The people of Israel would become like the sand of the sea, more than can be counted or measured. Now God said to them, "You are not my people. But the day is coming when he will say to them, 'You are the children of the living God.' The people of Judah and the people of Israel will be reunited. They will choose for themselves a single leader, and once again they will grow and prosper in their land. Yes, the day of Jezreel will be a great day. So call your fellow Israelites God's people and loved by the Lord." And today's key verse is Hosea chapter 1, verse 10, where Hosea writes, "The day is coming when he will say to them, 'You are the children of the living God.'" And brethren, again, this whole book is a testimony to God's faithfulness to his people. Instead of just throwing his hands in the air and giving up on them completely, he goes ahead and continues to send prophet after prophet to remind them of their sin, to show them how they have missed the way, to give them, as in Hosea's case, a daily, object lessons by what he had done with Hosea marrying a harlot and the result of that. You know, God is a good God. He loves faithfully and is slow to anger. But as we see in the history of Israel, just because God is patient with us, his people, doesn't mean that he will allow us to wallow in sin for long. Let's pray. Merciful God, forgive me whenever I act in ways that demonstrate unfaithfulness to you. Draw me close to you and restore me with a right relationship with you. You continue to love me, and I thank you and praise you for your steadfast goodness and faithfulness. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end this morning, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Hosea chapter 2, verses 2 through 23, where the Lord will punish Israel and then restore the land and make the people prosperous. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you and yours, is my prayer.